It's called the Community Health Needs Assessment, and it's conducted every 3 years by the Live Well Partnership for a Healthy Community and a team of local partners. Nora Bailey is the executive director of the Live Well Partnership.
The purpose of it is to really look at how healthy our community is, what's making us sick, what's causing us to die early. And if you look at national reports such as the county health rankings, you'll notice that for Escambia, we don't rank very well. And Santa Rosa ranks better, but all of Florida ranks pretty low.
Bailey says there is good news as well as bad in the report. One bright spot is that tobacco use continues to fall. 10 years ago, almost a quarter of all adults in the two-county area smoked. That is down to 17.2% in Escambia and 21.5% in Santa Rosa County. The survey also showed that over 10% of pregnant women in the area still smoke. And there has been an over 900% increase in the number of people who are vaping. And most of them are young.
It's much, much younger than normal people who smoke. So smokers tend to be older. Vaping folks are younger. So yes, it's a problem with teens.
Two health issues that have been getting a lot of attention nationally are obesity and opioid abuse.
In terms of obesity, we are overweight as a community, and community being Escambia and Santa Rosa. So we have a lot of work to do there. In terms of the opioid use, the data is lagging behind reality. So data, we don't get that until it's about 2 years old. But what we've seen is even with that two-year-old data is that the numbers are increasing very quickly. So we know that we've got a looming problem.
In fact, drug-related issues is one of the areas that's getting worse in the region. Another is the incidence of diabetes. Those are some of the priorities that Bailey says have come out of the report.
The priorities, there are three that are both for Escambia and Santa Rosa. So that's diabetes, infant mortality, and also mental health. Then in Escambia, the priority that bubbled to the top for them was child health, particularly for 0 to 4 year olds. And then in Santa Rosa, it is drug abuse.
The report that was issued last week is a list of the preliminary findings of the Community Health Needs Assessment. The final report will come out before the end of the year. Next year, all the parties will get back together and develop action plans to attack all of the report's priorities. Nora Bailey says they will look to see what's worked in other communities for ideas.
We look at national data and we look at state data. So we can tell that for Escambia, we rate very poorly when it comes to infant mortality, for example. The same with Santa Rosa. We've got some problems compared to the state and compared to the nation. When it comes time to looking at what we can do about these problems, which we'll start next year, then we can look at what are the what's called evidence-based solutions, and those will be specific to what other communities have done that have really improved their data.
Statewide, Florida ranks 34th out of the 50 states in terms of health status. Bob Barrett, WWF News.